here's the question. Earlier today, we were talking about Matt Stell's Nemo Vista High School. The mascot of said high school is what?
I wasn't listening, but I don't know. The freaking cricket bug.
Close.
It is in the ballpark. Ethan, I know you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what? Well, what time is the game, Justin? Because if I can't go, I don't want the ticket. I mean, I want to be fair.
It's like in the early afternoon, I think.
Early afternoon, it's the Red Hawks.
You can use them, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I can use them.
Congratulations, Ethan. Hang on.
Good work,
Ethan. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Ethan.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you living now?
Well, I live in Conway, and then I also have a place in Nashville, Tennessee. But
okay, did you know that Nemo has a new coach?
Yes, I do know that Nemo has a new coach. I'm pretty excited about Lynn Harris.
I bet you are. Yeah. I bet you are. You had some battles against his Wonder Pew team.
Oh,
you,
yeah. They always had great teams, man. Lynn does a great job.
Nemo Vista stole the Wonder Pew coach?
No, he hadn't been at Wonder Pew in a while.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Big rivals. So.
Back in the day. Yeah, we're excited to have Coach Lynn Harris.
Ethan, hang on. Give Big Baby your information. I'm sure he already has it on file, but.
All right, man.
Not really. I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. The most annoying chance in sports. This is where you come in, listeners. I need help. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. I once got into a discussion with a Razorback fan at a game, and I said, what do you think is more irritating, the Rocky Top the Tennessee fans get into or the cowbell from Mississippi State? And he said, I agree that Rocky Top is annoying, but the cowbell at Mississippi State, it's just poor white trash. I have never gotten a better answer on a question in my life, and he could not have been more right.
Yeah, the cowbell, too, is like your voice gets tired after a while. Like my cowbell shaking hand has a lot more endurance than my Rocky Top singing voice. So
is that right?
Yeah. So I'm gonna say it's probably the cowbell. Although I got some good friends in Mississippi that would probably take issue with me saying that. But oh well.
Yeah. You gotta keep your pimp hand and your
gotta keep your cowbell hand strong.
Very strong. And you always need more cowbell.
Correct.
Ted, we already got our answer, but did you have something else?
No, I didn't know. I tried when you said that. I called and turned the radio down.
Sorry.
So, thanks.
It's me wishing you well, giving you a hug. Six most irritating chants in the whole wide world, according to USAtoday.com. Number one on the list is, actually, let me get my top 10 music, even though we're only going six deep here. Make up your own jokes. There we go. Okay. Number one on the list is J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I actually like that one. I don't have a problem with it. It's simple. It's easy.
Well, you're not confronted with it. Like, we here are not confronted with it that much also.
If I was a New England Patriots fan.
Sure.
Or somebody from the AFC East, I probably would not like the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets fan song or chant. Fireman Ed actually hung it up last year because he was tired of dealing with idiotic fellow Jets fans. So he won't be there to lead the chant anymore.
That's tough.
So it may die. Who knows?
Poor guy.
Guessing it doesn't. Oh, this is one that gets me. It's all from Southeast region. Florida State and Atlanta share a chant. That's exactly right. The tomahawk chop.
Mm-hmm. I grew up in Central Florida, so it doesn't
matter.
Doesn't bother. Well, and Tallahassee and I mean that would be like the same thing as us being Cardinals fans. I mean that's their team.
Surprisingly, the Hog Call did not make this list, by the way, which actually
surprises me.
I was shocked
because
I love it, but I mean, people.
Sure, I do too.
If you're not a fan, of course, you would hate it. I would think.
And I think the length of it, also, and we take out lots of time and we use it for everything. So
we don't use it near enough at everything, though.
We interrupt pretty much every concert or comedian's show with it.
They called the Hogs at Jimmy Buffett last year.
Did they? And at the Dave Chappelle show, of course.
Yeah.
That's just what we get excited, we call the Hogs. And, I mean, I think it's great. I just figured other people might not think it's so great.
Top five settings it's not okay to call the Hogs.
Church.
Good one.
Oh, I need four more?
What if you're getting intimate with your special someone?
No, that's appropriate.
Is it?
Yeah.
And she's like, woo, pig. sue it. First of all, she might find it offensive. Second of all, she's like, what are you doing? And you're like, hey.
That's what I'm just doing. I get excited.
I'm excited.
I can't.
Can I tell you?
It's like a hiccup.
Woo! And you're like, I'm just trying to break it up a little bit because I'm trying to. I got tired of thinking of my grandmother naked, so I was just trying to break up the excitement of it all so I could.
Right.
Anyway. Ole, 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 to the soccer fans
there.
I don't mind it. I don't watch enough soccer for it to bug me, I guess, if I watched it more. Here's another one. I think non-Arkansas fans probably find the hog call very annoying, and a non-SEC fan finds the SEC chant very annoying.
Probably so.
No other conference holds the kind of pride that SEC fans do.
It's us against the world, man.
I guess.
Yeah.
The world's not faring very well these days.
No.
SEC 6. World Zero?
They're going to start doing it like the Ryder Cup before too long. It's going to be like the SEC.
Against America?
Against America.
Then it'll be like SEC against the world. Like is it the President's Cup where they play the whole world?
Yeah. It's going to be like that.
I'll tell you, we'll give you all of North America. You can get all the Canadians. You can have all the great football players from Mexico. Yeah. Now, Canada, you probably get some linemen.
Yeah.
Mexico, you
true.
Get.
Hey, you know what?
I'm sure you get kickers, and I don't know what else, but maybe a receiver or running back, a little scat back.
Right.
Not that there aren't some full grown dudes from Mexico, too. I don't need a typecast.
Hey, this could be a great song for Matt. It's just SEC against the world.
That's right. No, that's a great idea.
That is. Big
because,
baby?
Honestly, I don't want to tour. I mean, I'd enjoy touring non SEC places, but if I had my druthers, I would be, you know, in the South all the time.
SEC exclusive?
Mm hmm.
Yeah, but the people from the North need you.
Well.
Okay, here's another couple here. Yankee Stadium roll call. You know where they bring up the batter and they go, Derek Jeter.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
That really bugged me. It's not very creative, but it doesn't really annoy me.
We want a pitcher.
I don't think people use that anymore.
Oh, back in T-ball, that was the worst.
What rhymes with batter? We want a batter, not a what?
Belly scratch. Well, I guess
no, I think it was.
Pitcher. Oh.
It was pitcher belly itcher, but I don't know what the batter was. The batter, was there a batter chant?
Hey, batter, batter, batter.
Batter, 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 swing, batter.
Swing.
It's a good one.
Batter.
And this again, top six most irritating chants in all of sports, according to USA Today. I didn't realize that people do this, but apparently playing Seven Nation Army at games is quite common.
We do it.
Common.
Our band plays it too.
Where?
Basketball games, football games. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, I guess I missed that.
Yeah.
Well, found a lot of versions of it. Penn State had a good one.
SEC, SEC. Oh,
it's good. Okay, so there you go. Any other options? Feel free. Chime in. Big Joe Klein's in the house. Nothing irritating about that.
Do you think I'm surprised Rock Chalk didn't make it.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Like, to me, two things, like, my criteria by which I judge chants are twofold. One, the length of the chant, and two, if it's original or not to the area. So, like,
well, Rock Chalk's, that's.
Well, I know, but that's just one of, you know, it satisfies one of them. But, like, so Duke basketball, the Cameron Crazies, have pretty much set a lot of the standard for how people, like, how schools cheer for ball games, you know. And that kind of bothers me because you're just co-signed, man. You're just that would be like going, woo, pig Gators. You know, it's like we made that up. So I appreciate originality.
I give you that.
Yeah.
Kyle?
Hello.
Chance it annoy you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know the Redskins also share that tomahawk chant?
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan, so after struggling through watching those games, just insult to injury. I was like, great, another one.
Man, I guess you're probably mad at the whole league then.
Exactly. I'm pissed off at everybody.
So how do you feel about Tony Romo saying he'll cut back on his golf so he can focus on being an NFL quarterback and everything?
At this point, it doesn't matter. I mean, does it really matter?
Don't you want him to play less? Don't you want him to spend less time around football?
I mean, hey, he's not good at football. I might as well just stick to golf. Why not, you know? Golf. I mean, he is good at football. I'm trying to be in that fan. I mean, he is good. It's a waste of money. But about the chant, this is my biggest pet peeve. The NBA playoffs are going on right now. And last series, the Chicago Bulls are on this amazing run, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nate Robinson goes to the line, okay? You know, he's having a great playoff. But he's up there shooting free throws, and they're chanting MVP. And I'm like, come on now.
in the likes of LeBron and Kobe and Durant, you're going to throw Nate Robinson into the MVP. I mean, I hate the MVP chance unless it's LeBron or Kobe.
Well, he's
maybe Durant.
He's but, the MVP of their team, though, right? Right now?
I mean, he's
or
Joe
Kim Noah, maybe.
Noah, probably. Look, having a good series.
The guy plays a great game and pukes in a bucket in timeouts and comes back and finishes the game. The guy has his teeth go through his lip. He takes 10 stitches and comes back and finishes the game. He's a bad little man.
He's a gamer. Hey, think how good they'd be with Rose. Think they'd beat the Heat?
Yeah.
I think they would, too.
You know, the last time LeBron didn't win an MVP, you know who won it?
Was it Nate Robinson, was it?
No, it was Derrick
okay.
Rose.
Oh, that's good.
Derrick Rose won it while LeBron was in the league, so, I mean, that's a great argument. A great
was,
point.
Was that the year he blew out his ACL? Last year? No,
it was the year before.
Yeah, it must have been the year
before. It was the year before because LeBron's won two straight.
Feel free to chime in, Joe, your mindset.
All right, y'all.
Say hi.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks. Say hi to Joe Klein. Hi, Joe Klein.
Justin, how are you?
I'm great.
Matt, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
You too.
You feel weird now? You liked being the big man on campus, didn't you? Now you're just the middleman on campus. You feel odd? Are you getting a middleman complex?
A bit, yeah, I've got a Marsha.
Justin, annoying chance. What do you have?
LSU.
LSU just in general? Or when they chant LSU?
LSU in general, and that annoying thing they do where they wave their arms around while their band is playing.
That's just a way of signaling that you need some more whiskey.
God, yeah, I can't drink enough to get over that crap. That's annoying.
Well, and, here's hoping.
One thing, I wasn't listening to it because I was ordering food, but the Yankees chant when they do that, they don't do it when they come to bat. I'm not sure if you said it when they come to bat.
Oh, that's what I read. I'm sorry.
No, they do it in the field. In the bottom of the first inning, they start chanting the players in the field to get them to tip their hat.
Ah.
And one more for you. It was annoying. I'm a diehard Yankee fan. Don't get me wrong, but the hip hip Jorge annoyed the crap out of me.
I guess I missed that one. That's good. All right, Justin, thank you.
No problem. Hi to Joe for me.
All right, Joe, hi to you from Justin.
Tell him Joe says hey.
Joe says hey, Justin.
That's how we did it in Slater. Hey to Joe.
That's it.
Say Joe says hey.
I'm the middleman.
Hey, I don't, Joe.
Callers are not allowed to talk to Joe.
Joe says, hey.
If you have anything, if you have anything you want to say to Joe Klein, it's got to go through me.
Do not address Joe Klein
filter
directly.
It.
Lesson 101 in radio for you.
Filter it.
Joe's already probably caught on to this from years of working with Stanley and myself and others on the radio. If I did a thing on the best chance in college sports, we would have got one call. The fact that we're doing the most annoying and hated chance in college sports.
Yep. Hate sells.
Full.
Hate.
Full board.
I love it. Some of the last call just called. I hate LSU. I hate those letters.
What do they say? They said good morning.
Yeah, it's like they.
I hate them.
Yeah, this is the snottiest sounding good morning I've ever heard.
They were wearing a purple shirt, and I was down there, and they told me, "Hope you have a nice day." And I hate them.
I'm gonna guess you probably never get that from an LSU fan.
Right?
No.
Danny,
thanks for letting me back in, buddy. I got two chants. The first one is Big 71, Ricky Hatton. I hated that.
Yeah.
That drove me nuts.
Everybody's missing the B1. Everybody's
what's
missing
that?
What's number one? I'll save it. Okay.
We'll tease it for like, how about after? What do you call that?
It's a tease. That's good. Yeah. I like that.
See?
I never thought of you as a tease, but go ahead, Danny. What's your other one?
The second one is when you suck and you beat Duke or somebody in basketball. And you go overrated.
That is a stupid chant. I agree.
Yep,
that's got to be number one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Easily. But okay. That's all I got, man.
Good effort. Good effort. Nice show. Good work. Jake on the road.
Hey, man. What's going on, Justin?
How are you, man?
Hey, dude. The most annoying chant in all sports has got to be that stupid hottie-totty at Mississippi. Oh, my. Has nothing to do with sports. Has nothing to do with anything. Makes zero sense. It's just, I can't, every time I hear that name, I just cringe.
Well, over the years at Ole Miss, a lot of things that have happened around their athletic department has not had to do with sports. So they're more focused on the other things, like tailgating. And
yeah, they've carved a niche out for themselves.
Chicks in dresses and guys in khakis and sport coats.
Right.
And one more, man, just simply based on the quantity, the number of times they do it. I hate when the Bama, I just started noticing the last couple of years, but they go Bama. And they do, man, they've got to do that probably 100 times a game. It just gets old.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. I'm with you.
All right,
anything related to Alabama or LSU, I'm against. Joe, when you were a pro or a college player, what was the most, did anything annoy you that fans did in opposing arenas? Other than go, you suck, Klein!
I know you hated that chant. I didn't like that chant.
You know what? It means you made it, though. If they're going after you, you know you're somebody. That's your welcome to the league moment.
Joe Klein, I didn't like that chant.
What else did you get?
I couldn't stand Texas A&M. The riffity, riffity, rip. You ever seen them do that?
No.
The guys in the
– the yell leaders.
Yell leaders.
They don't even have cheerleaders over there. They have yell leaders.
Those riffity, riffity, riff, raff, yiffity, yiffity, yiff, yaff. Riff, raff, yiff, yaff. Let's give them a horse laugh. I ain't kidding you.
Stuck in your mind. That's
and, I mean, you do that at G. Raleigh White, the old place. Mm-hmm. They had 6,000 seats, and they're all on top of you, and everybody in the place is doing it. It's like every time like Coach Sutton would get up and complain or something, they'd go to that chant. Mm. And, I mean, it was like.
It's nonsensical.
What?
And annoying.
Yeah, I mean, what's that got to do with the, you know, price of lettuce at Kroger or whatever? I mean, it had nothing. I mean, it just, I didn't. But I did it. I mean, every time he got up and said something to the official,
right?
They'd go into that. They'd go into this horse laugh thing. So it was, you know.
I'm locked up, big
baby.
Thought
it was.
Oh, okay.
It was weird.
Sorry, my computer needs a laxative. I'm all backed up here. Can you start us?
More
Thank
fiber
you.
On the computer.
This is the Oak Ridge Boys, Seven Nation Army. Thank you, Bill Vickery.
Cover of it. How about that? You learn a lot working on this Sunday morning.
I really do.
I'm gonna fight 'em all. Is this really the Oak Ridge Boys?
Yeah.
A Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back.
That's right, Elvira.
This is Vickery Heaven right here. This is smugness at its best. Right behind my back. And I'm talking to yeah, man, he's sitting there. Vickery's like, got somebody in the car driving with him. He goes, you don't know who this is, do you?
What are you, stupid? You must be an idiot.
So you don't know who this is.
What a loser
you
are.
You know the name of the song? You've heard the song yet. But you don't know who sang it. I know.
Sounds like Bill Vickery.
I know who sang it.
We'll talk some NBA with Joe Klein, who is not condescending at all, thankfully. He literally talks down to people, but not figuratively. Blame God.
This is the Oak Ridge Boys.
This is their best. Big harmonies right there on the. Jack White wrote this song with a 60-year-old guitar and a kick drum, and it's look at what it's become. Like, this was a cool riff. And
we're gonna talk some NBA basketball with Joe because that's his area of expertise. But much like Matt Stelly, he's a well-rounded individual,
a worldly man.
Apparently,
a lot more stuff happens when you're tall. Lots of interesting things end up in your head. I'm stuck down here with all the limited information. Also, we got to play the clip that's sweeping the nation. The Cleveland hero has been auto-tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We will share it with you when we return. You've been following the story, I'm sure, Joe. Charles Ramsey is soaking
in
his 15 minutes better than anyone.
I watched it for about 30 minutes yesterday.
It's compelling.
I think it's a great story. I'm glad it happened, but it's enough. Feeling coming from my bones. This.